Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Moraine Park's Talent Talk podcast. I am Mindy Boynton, a business rep in the Economic and Workforce Development Division here at the college. I am really excited about my guests today who help support a program in partnership with Moraine Park called Learning for Independence. Today, my guests are Chris Schultz, Director of Student Services for the School District of North Fond du Lac, and Joe Marchianda, a special education teacher. Joe, I'm sorry if I smudged your last name. Please correct me when you introduce yourself. They are going to be sharing information on the Learning for Independence program, which we refer to as LFI, which is a partnership for students age 18 to 21 that come right here to the Technical College to take classes to help them achieve credits, maybe get into a program, or find self-sufficiency and a job out in the workforce. So to get us started, what is LFI?
Thank you for having us today. So LFI is an 18 to 21 transition program that prepares students for their next stage in life as an employee or as a college student. It's a two-year program, and it is housed at MPTC, and it follows the MPTC school calendar. The students have classes from 8:45 to 2:15 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The courses they take do not count as college credit, but they will be reflected on the MPTC transcript and shared with their sponsoring high school. Fond du Lac and surrounding high schools send their students through the IEP process, which we'll talk about a little bit later. We have really enjoyed our partnerships with Fond du Lac schools, Ripon, Oakfield, Oshkosh, Campbellsport, Lamira, and then, of course, North Fond du Lac.
Thanks for having us, Mindy. Learning for Independence is, Chris covered it very well, but to me, it's students coming from a high school setting into a college setting, and it's just a wonderful, I guess, easy transition because the students are used to loud and busy halls, and here at MPTC, boy, they just acclimate right away with being calm and no passing bells, and just that part of LFI is real exciting to see how the kids just transition beautifully, and we'll talk more about it, but again, the start of the first year and then at the end of their second year, they really have become more independent and just have more self-confidence, I think.
It really is an amazing program. Just someone who's gotten to see a little bit of the journey of students along the way. There really is a transformation, and they get to meet friends and they learn a lot along the way. So we'll get into the details later, but can you tell us a little bit about each of your background, how you got involved with the LFI program, and really what your role is today with the Learning for Independence program?
So my position is I'm a special education teacher. I taught in the Fond du Lac School District for 27 years, and prior to that, I was a hearing impaired teacher for CESAs throughout the state of Wisconsin. And then I retired from teaching, and then I ran into Debbie Ellingen, who was a special ed director at Fond du Lac School District, then went to North Fond du Lac, and she ran into me and knew I was retired and knew that they were looking for another instructor, and so she asked me, and shoot, it's a great retirement job. It's only Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the kids are great. They want to be here. So that's my background. So my role here is to make sure the instructors and the adjuncts from MPTC feel comfortable with the class. If they have questions with, you know, working with children with special needs, this is maybe their first time ever seeing young adults with special needs. So I try to help that way. And I attend their IEP meetings at their home schools. And I keep Chris informed and everyone at MPTC if there's hiccups or anything along the way. So I'm kind of the liaison, if you will, or the go-to person.
Joe does a fantastic job, and we love having her as part of our program. And she has formed lifelong relationships with her students and her families. We are very, very lucky to have her. This is my fourth year serving as the Director of Student Services for the North Fond du Lac School District, and one of my roles is serving as the coordinator for the LFI program. So I work with Joe and the MPTC team and area special education directors, And we plan for programming. We share information, plan opportunities for interested students, schools, and families. And then I coordinate events with the team, such as open houses, our student interviews, and then the best part is the graduation.
Great. Thank you both for your commitment to this program and keeping it going. It sounds like there are a lot of great opportunities. So what are the objectives of the Learning for Independence program? What are kind of the goals, some of the things that you look to achieve for the students and for the program itself?
It's very interesting. Every year you have to look at the students that are coming in and just where they're starting off and where they're skills are, if you will. The biggest goal we want is that they become their own self-advocate and that they're their own cheerleader, is what we like to say, because we don't want them to sit there as an adult and not ask questions and not know how to solve a problem. So we really work on that. And if I don't know an answer, who could I ask and how do I get just survive in the real world? They've got to have those skills. So we have outcomes of hopefully being able to expose to independent living type of ideas, maybe a part-time job, resumes, just and hands-on of all of the classes and offerings that MPTC does offer. I like to call a sampler platter. And our goal is they get exposed to what classes are offered at MPTC, and they take a short session with each, and then they kind of go, oh, I didn't know that was a possible job for me, or, oh, I really like that area of interest, and that interested me. So our goal is hopefully to continue, if possible, at MPTC or anywhere else getting more education, but also be able to be living for on their own independently.
That was perfectly stated, Joe. All of the above, and then I just thought I'd add the friendships that they build with students of similar ages from different high schools is really amazing to watch and how that develops over time. The students also work on identifying and creating a plan for achieving their post-secondary goals. So that might mean that they are going to take classes at MPTC and enroll in a program, or it might mean that they are preparing for after participation in the LFI program.
So for any guidance counselors or parents that might be listening, what types of students are a really good fit for the program? Are there any guidelines or requirements to being a part of the program?
Well, there is an application that is available through special ed teachers, through special ed directors, guidance counselors. That would be nice if they had them or knew about them. So this is a good time to share that we have applications online or a paper one. And the student will fill them out with any assistance from their special ed teacher or mom and dad at home. And then we interview the student face-to-face, and it's just to put them at ease, but we like to ask some questions to see if they've thought about anything after high school. And the only, I don't want to say requirement, but we don't have the personnel, if you will, to have a student have a one-on-one aide with them. That at this point is not part of our program and culture, just because that to us, we require a specific aid, which we just don't have the capability of having, and we want them just a little bit more independent, if you will. So other than that, we really have, as long as they're excited to come and they are very familiar with a classroom setting, but lots of hands-on as well, we really haven't turned anyone down.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. And just a couple of things to add. Students do have to have a documented disability and be between the ages of 18 to 21. This is also a program where students are placed through the IEP team process. So that's something else to keep in mind. And, you know, we ask that students have exhibited socially responsible behavior in the school and community setting. As Joe said, we really count on them to be responsible for themselves. So it's a unique program in that regard as well.
Excellent. And Joe, I loved how you called it a sampler platter of skills training. That's just so right on. What types of classes, field trips, experiences do the students have when they're part of the program?
Well, it's a 2-year program, and the first year, just a couple classes go out just because we're getting them used to the building and instructors and things like that. But we've got a class navigating the community, and their project at the end is they're going to ride the city bus in Fond du Lac, read the schedule. Then they go to Walmart, and then they end up doing a scavenger hunt in Walmart, and then they read the schedule to come back on the city bus to return back to the program. And they've enjoyed that outing. We also have, during our home repair class, they take a road trip, as we call it, to Menards, and they shop for lumber or whatever they need, screws and nuts and bolts, for whatever project they're going to make. We have in our culinary class, Tracy's a wonderful instructor. She's very active at Mancino's restaurant. So the end of their stay with her, they go to Mancino's, and she opens up the big industrial kitchen, and they can make pizzas or grinders, and then they have them delivered to their parents or a family member. And they really feel excited. They just love going in the big kitchen. She takes them grocery shopping as well. We have a class called Personal Care, and in that class, they go to a beauty salon either here on the campus, or this semester they're going off campus due to construction, so they can get their beard trimmed or their hair styled or whatever, and that's exciting for them. We also have, during a personal care, they just finished up taking a tour of the YMCA, and I thought that was really a nice outing because they didn't even know about that. And been exposed to walking in the halls and seeing the why. We also have in the manufacturing class, they get a chance to do virtual welding. And I think that's exciting because I don't think they've ever really thought of holding one of the soldering guns, if you will, or whatever it's called, and do welding. So the virtual welding is very realistic, they are telling me. And then in my class, we do a lot in the community. We volunteer and we ring bells for the Salvation Army Red Kettle Drive. We also have volunteered, and we did the Toys for Tot big Christmas drive at the fairgrounds this past year, or this past Christmas season. We did the angel tree, and we had 19 gifts that the students picked off, and we shopped and learned how to wrap presents. Some didn't know how to do that, and then we delivered them back to the student services here at MPTC. So we got to partake in that as well.
They really do get to dabble in a lot of different areas here at the college. I heard you say manufacturing, automotive, culinary, cosmetology. I've seen them in the computer labs doing some great work there as well. I know in addition to the classes, they also participate in a lot of the on-campus activities like the free lunches. They have crafts and comedians and all sorts of activities that they really participate and engage with the college community here. So a great, well-rounded experience here at the campus community. Can you share any student success stories of participants in the program that have either gone into a college program or have had just a great life-changing experience as a result of participating?
Good question. I believe so. We 3 years ago, we had 3 students from North Fond du Lac come to LFI. And before they even got done with the ceremony of year 2 in LFI, they were enrolled in the culinary program at MPTC. And that is the first student ever to enroll into MPTC out of LFI. And then 2 others followed. So we had 3 total that next semester when school started in the culinary program. And I think on Fridays, one of them said they have to come and brush up on English and math as well, because they had that little standard that they hold here at MPTC. And they did, and they came to that as well to brush up on the, one of the English or math programs that they needed to do. We also have a young man now who's a year 2, and he right now is living on his own in his own apartment, working at Culver's. And when the students heard that, they just went, wow, man, good job. Like, that was so, they think about it, but here they're sitting next to, he's on his own right now. And through the help of us and DVR and boy, ADRC, they just are so amazed. And we keep saying, you've got this, and you can do that.
He's a living example, yes, of how, yes, you can you can make your dreams come true.
Absolutely. And we've had about 80%, if I'm going back and kind of looking and keeping tabs on some of the students over the last 6 years that I've had them, 80% are working. And they're working not just 2 and 3 hours. I've got 5 right now at Quick Trip, and they've been there long enough. They get the big bonus at Christmas. They're so excited. 2 at McDonald's. I mean, it goes on and on. They've done so well. And that's because, you know, they have that drive to work, and they are so happy and proud of themselves that they can do it and they get a paycheck, and that's always exciting. And I think other success stories we've had, part of the program is they have to do job shadows. And we've had job shadows at Breezy Hill Campground. And one of those young men who did that job shadow ended up wanting to go to a landscaping business because they hauled mulch and learned about owning a campground. So that was a nice outcome there. We've worked at, they've job shadowed at a dog boarding place, and they thought that was for them. And then they realized, whoa, to own that would be a big undertaking. They've also been to the computer repair shop in town, and they have loved that, as well as going to see a groomer and spending the day. And one of our girls last year loved fashion. And so the Main Street Fashion store is like a resale or secondhand store, very nice clothing. And she got to dress mannequins and learn how to price and put things on Facebook. And she right now is at Walmart working in the ladies' department and in the fitting rooms, and she is now even doing mannequins, or not mannequins, but little hang-ups of outfits, I guess. So it's kind of spiraled, or it's kind of grown from here, and we're just real happy and proud of all the students that have just are maintaining and doing well, making growth.
Those stories really are inspiring, and it's just amazing how the program, along with other community resources and individuals like yourselves, have committed so much to helping others grow and live happy, healthy lives. That's incredible. So for our listeners that are interested in sharing this information with parents and students and learning more, maybe coming on site, can you share how they can do that for the program starting next fall, 2022?
Absolutely. We actually have a couple of open houses coming up on March 1st and on March 17th. March 1st is from 1 to 2 p.m. and the 17th is from 10:30 to 11:30. If you go on our North Fond du Lac website, you will see a Learning for Independence link, and you will see the information for our open house. Also, you can reach out to me. You can email me at cschultz@northfondlecschools.org or call, and we'd be happy to share that information.
We've also had special ed teachers reach out and just bring their students over to spend some time as well. We just had a group from North Fond du Lac come last Thursday, 8 of them, I believe. So any teacher or anyone, a parent interested, you definitely can just reach out through Chris or whoever or myself, and we can have you come over and just take a peek at it. And we, you know, have the students talk student to student, and they ask the questions, and the kids had a great time. And it, you know, it keeps the adults out of the way and lets the kids say, hey, it's a great program, and hey, I really don't like lunch or whatever, as you know, just kidding around. But they, when students ask the other students, it's wonderful to bond, but they're blunt and honest, and that's how it should be.
Just last week, we had a field trip where we brought over some students from Mr. Hansen's class in North Fond du Lac, and they had a great time. We came over and spent part of the day, and we had lunch in the cafeteria, and it was they just talked nonstop all the way home about the trip and how wonderful it was. But I do encourage people to look at the North Fond du Lac website and check out the Learning for Independence page, because you will also find an application. And that would be due by May 1st, but then you can kind of see what that looks like too and get some more insight about applying.
It is so exciting to be bringing the open houses back on site. I know we had to run them virtually over the past few years, but who better to hear it from than the current students and get to see the actual facilities? We've had a lot of great renovations here at Moraine Park that we're really excited to showcase and really looking forward to the next year's students that will be able to participate in the program. Thank you for sharing so much great information to wrap us up, what are one or two takeaways that you would like our listeners to leave with today in regards to the LFI program?
My takeaway would be that students meet other students from different schools, and that's new for them, and they form friendships. And that's a wonderful thing to see a Ripon person know a Campbellsport person, and they share information. And we're trying very hard during the breaks and vacations to try to set up some social activities because they do miss each other. That's a big takeaway. I also think if you're worried or nervous, moms and dads or students, it's a great place to come. There's no drama, as all the kids say. That's the first thing. There's no loud cafeteria. There's no, you know, high school's just so different. You're treated as an adult because you are an adult here. And so it's just calm and inviting, and it's just no worries to make the transition. I think it will be a great experience for those that want to continue on and get some, I guess, tools in their tool belt on how to become independent and your own advocate.
That is so true, Joe. Thank you so much. And I just would like to share, just to keep in mind that students attend LFI through their high school, and it's a placement that is an IEP team decision. This is a 18 to 21 transition program. So the team must agree that the student would benefit from this program, and they are working on transition goals. So if you have questions about it, reach out to Joe or I. We would be happy to answer your questions or give you some more information.
That's great. You've both shared some information to help people find their way to good resources, understand a little bit more about the Learning for Independence program. I love how you share. It's about building friendships, and it is a welcoming environment here at Moraine Park. We appreciate the partnership with North Fond du Lac High School and both of you as advocates and supporters of the program. Chris and Joe, it has been a pleasure having you join us on the podcast today. Listeners, if you're interested in subscribing in our podcast, please go to moraineparc.edu/newsletter for upcoming information and future Talent Talk podcast. That concludes today's podcast. We wish you all a wonderful day.